Great. Well, Joel, we are in the business, and we are live, and we're recording this.
Perfect.
So I'd like to welcome everyone to the first PHP Naturopathic Conference Call with Joel Calandrilla, who's an old friend of mine. We've known each other for 5 years now. He's one of the original PHP members. So, Joel, do you want to give us a quick intro to yourself and how you got involved in PHP and why you're involved?
Sure. Sounds great. I actually, like Michael just mentioned, I've been involved since the very, very, very beginning. Found a few of the actual superfoods that are actually sold now within Purium in a health food store under another label, and was very excited to hear from a dear friend of mine, Ian Farrar, that David Sandoval and Amy were starting a line for network marketing and for direct sales. Very interested in that. We started out with just probably, Mike, what would you say, about 15, 20 products, if that
Yeah, enough? I think we actually had 13 to start.
Yeah, right, very close to that. And everything from the extra virgin coconut oil to the Kamut to, the Revive It All and some of the great signature products that are still around and powerful today. Always loved the products, and I realized that we had a great product and a great compensation plan to actually refer these products. And just a little bit about myself, I'm actually right now board certified as a holistic health practitioner out here in Weston, Florida, and what I do is counsel people about weight loss. And a little bit, I touch on detoxification and lifestyle changes and energy and all that great, great, great stuff. So it kind of fits perfect. It's a perfect match. And I love the company. I really believe in what Dave and Amy stand for. And if you haven't read Dave's book, I always give him a quick plug and definitely pick up the Green Foods Bible because that's a great intro into what Dave has to offer and Michael, actually, what he actually stands for with the company. And going back to that, that's basically, why I'm involved. I just love the products, love the compensation plan, and very happy to see where the company is going. Pretty much where...
Well,
go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. The only thing I would add in terms of... I've been with Dave and Amy for, 13 or 14 years now, and we are a family company, which I appreciate. We're not one of these huge corporations, which, of course, has the good... bad side. The bad side is we don't have an unlimited bankroll that we can do all sorts of advertising, which is why PHP is such a good fit, because we have all of you who go around and help other people see the kind of products we have. But most importantly, the one thing I want to say and stress, and I want everyone who is out there, talking to other people about health and products, to understand an important concept that PHP has that no other direct sell or network marketing company offers. And that is, we actually make our own products. And what that allows us to do is offer very high quality at a price that just about anyone can afford. So am I going to tell you that we have the only excellent products on the market? No, I wouldn't do that. It would be a lie. There's a lot of good products on the market. There's lots of good green products. There's lots of probiotics. There's lots of good stuff on the market. But you won't find our quality at a price that you find ours at a member price. And that's what really makes PHP totally unique, is we're affordable and we offer really high quality, and I think that's unbeatable. And especially in today's market, I think that's becoming more and more important, which is why we're seeing such growth that we're seeing. So what we're going to do, I want to give you a little introduction in terms of the format. I'm a naturopath. I've been into holistic health and nutrition for about 25-30 years, and I'm now a naturopath, and Dave helped me become actually certified, which is very nice. I'm very grateful for Dave and Amy that they encouraged that and actually helped make it possible through financing. And so the purpose of this call has changed. The first Wednesday of each month, Dave and Amy will still do a call that will be in-depth product orientation and information, just like they have been doing. But that's only going to be once a month from now on. The other 3 to 4 weeks, depending on how many Wednesdays there are in a month, Joel and I are going to be conducting this type of call, and we are going to ask you to email questions to us, and as long as we get them by, you know, Wednesday morning, it's fine, and you can always email to askphpdoc@gmail.com, and that information, that email is on the PHP website. We will attempt to answer as many questions as possible. Now, I can tell you right from the get-go that we've already had so many requests that we will not get to all the questions in this particular hour, and some of them will wash over until next week. And so that's fine. And if they're urgent, I'm going to get back to you personally as soon as I can. But we're going to the goal of what we're going to attempt to do is take questions that are the most applicable to the most number of people. And that way we are serving the greatest number. Now, what Joel has graciously agreed to do is he's going to take notes of the subjects that we talk about, and then this call and every other Wednesday call from now on that we do will be archived on the PHP website with the date that it was done. And there will be, and I'm not sure where this is going to occur at this point, so we'll have to tune in, and hopefully we can give you that information next week. But there will be a table of contents for each call, and then eventually we'll have a whole listing, preferably in alphabetical order or somehow, so that you can reference which call had which subject talked about, and then you can easily go back and just click on that and listen to that conference call. So I think it's going to be a really good service. I don't know. I believe that you can only access the conference call. You can't access like 23 minutes into the call. So you'll probably have to listen to the whole thing, but at least it will give you the week that we discussed it. So first of all, I think it's important that someone called in today with a question that I get all the time. And so I'm going to address this. One of our members wrote in and wanted to know, how do we create better and stronger bones? Okay, so that we don't face osteoporosis, osteopenia. And, of course, those are dreadful words that we hear from doctors more and more often today. And real quickly, and this could be a four-show talk just in itself. Osteoporosis is actually a condition that, believe it or not, I've done talks in the past where I titled the talk, Osteoporosis is Saving Your Life. Now, that sounds pretty bizarre, I realize, but here's why it actually is true. The human body is a incredible piece of equipment. It's amazing. The good Lord and Mother Nature did a phenomenal job creating our bodies. And our bodies have been given in an innate sense of being able to repair any damage that takes place. We also have the innate capacity for, as you probably are aware of, self-preservation. In fact, we'll do anything and everything to stay alive. And as much as we have a desire to stay alive, our body's own desire and inbred mechanism to stay alive is stronger than our own will. So here's how it works. The body has to maintain a certain acid alkaline pH of the bloodstream. It's just part of the program. And it can only vary very slightly. And if we're doing normal things, following a natural diet, eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, we, you know, get good exercise, we don't have way too much stress, it's not difficult to maintain that pH, which is where we have to do. Okay. If we live in modern America, the world today, where stress is a big factor, where we don't always eat properly, where we don't always exercise and we don't always get proper sleep, it's more and more difficult to maintain a proper blood alkaline acid level. And our system tends to go towards the acid level when we have stress, because stress creates toxins. it goes towards the acid level. We eat the wrong kinds of foods, like processed foods, coffee, alcohol, way too much protein, red meat. It goes towards the acid form when we consume only dead cooked food and we don't eat raw foods that are full of enzymes. So as you can see, and we don't get enough exercise, so we're not clearing out the toxins that are building up. See, our body creates more toxins itself through its own metabolism than you could ever get from the air or the water being bad. In other words, the body is an amazing machine. It's like an automobile. You know, you took a cork and put it into the exhaust pipe of your car and tried to start the car, it would only run for a few seconds because unless that exhaust can escape, the engine will die because it's backing up. Well, our bodies are exactly like that car motor, that our exhaust is several mechanisms. We breathe out, we urinate, we have fecal matter, and we sweat through our skin. And so if we're not getting exercise and we're not drinking enough water, we're not doing all these things, then we are going to have a backed up system, which creates more acid. Okay, so I think you get the picture. With too much acid, the body is in a crisis mode. So, like I said, self-preservation is the most important instinct we have. So in order for the body to stay alive, it has to do something to balance out all that excess acid. And what it does is it goes and the first defense mode is it goes and creates some ammonia. And it actually can create ammonia from protein synthesis. So if you eat too much protein, which most people do, there's plenty of material for the body to make this chemical. And so all of a sudden now you have this toxic chemical, which is very, very, very alkaline. So a very small amount of that will neutralize the acid. And that sounds good. But the problem is it's very toxic, and if your body made too much of it, it would kill you. Okay, so the body can only do that very short term. So what's the next thing the body is going to do? The body is now going to go find a mineral in the body, because minerals are alkaline. It's going to go find a mineral that is in big supply, and it's going to start stealing that mineral to use to put in solution in the bloodstream to balance out the excess acid. And I'm sure everyone knows what the main mineral in the body is, calcium. And so we steal calcium from our bones. We steal it from our teeth. That is what osteoporosis is. It's nothing but the body taking calcium from the bones to maintain a pH of the blood that the body can deal with. It's as simple as that.
So, Michael, yeah. Let me just interrupt for a quick second and ask you.
Sure.
So if I take a calcium supplement, will that help?
No.
Okay.
Very rarely will a calcium supplement help, and there's a reason for that. Because that's a great question, Joel, because every day I get people calling me and saying, not helping them. Well, it's not helping for one reason only, because that calcium is rock, and it's not in an ionic metabolizable form that the body can utilize. Not only that, but here's an interesting thing, and Dave introduced me to this book years ago. It's a book called Biological Transmutations by a man by the name of Kervron, and he did an experiment and found out that chickens, when they were fed calcium, like dolomite, like, you know, calcium supplements, it basically made deposits in their colon, made deposits in their, their entire digestive tract, their appendix, and the amount of increase of calcium in the eggshell was minimal. It increased a little bit, but not much. But when this man ended up going back and not feeding the chickens any calcium, but he fed them feldspar, which is very high in silica. And when the chickens got a diet rich in silica, the percent calcium in the eggshells went up about 50%. So basically it means that the chicken was performing what we know as alchemy. You know, alchemy is turning lead into gold,
yes.
And we think that's hocus pocus, you know, mystery. But it's not. The body does alchemy every day, 24/7, 7 days a week, for its whole life. So that chicken was turning silica into calcium. It knows how to do that. So it's not tit for tat. If the doctor says you're losing calcium and you just simply take calcium and you're going to solve your problem, you won't. That's why you end up with calcium deposits, because the body cannot convert it. But when you take green juices, like the barley juice, when you take the Kamut blend, any green juice, any green vegetable, and you put that in your body, you're getting the calcium, you're getting the silica, you're getting the magnesium, you're getting boron, you're getting a whole array of vitamins and minerals, mostly minerals that are necessary for this, but you got to have the vitamins too. And so the body can utilize that because, see, nature knows that our bodies were designed to eat food, not inorganic rock.
Right.
And so that's why it's important. So in a nutshell, to really answer this effectively, how do we build better bones? Well, we start consuming those foods, like our green juices. The more green juices, like the ionic minerals, are good. The master amino complex is very good for people with osteoporosis because it provides protein without the acid. So that's
right.
A good thing. Spirulina is a good way to get some extra protein into your system without too much acid. And you want to cut back on the excess protein. No red meat, no pork. Eat some organic chicken. Nobody needs to eat more than 4 ounces of any flesh food at a sitting. That's all we need. The body can't handle more than that. You go to Outback Steakhouse and they give you a 12-ounce porterhouse steak, which is really nothing but total toxicity to the body. So you stop doing the bad behavior. Get rid of soda pop. Get rid of coffee too often. I mean, coffee once in a while is okay, organic, obviously. But if you're drinking 5 to 10 cups a day, that's not good. If you're drinking 4 or 5 glasses of wine a day, that's not good. A glass of wine every few days, that's not going to hurt anything. You can almost do anything once in a while, but if you do it all the time, it creates way too much acid. And like I said at the beginning, the biggest factor in dealing with calcium loss is stress. So it's very vital that stress management be put into play. You know, I tell people all the time, make a sign for yourself, put it in front of your desk, on your phone, in your car, and just say, I will not get emotionally involved in things that happen. Or whatever turns you on, but you've got to have something so that your brain registers a message that you're trying to teach it, so that you don't get into what's called the knee-jerk reaction.
Now, getting back to calcium, what about the overconsumption of dairy foods?
Okay, that's a great question. If you're eating dairy foods and then they're pasteurized, stop doing it, because, number one, it's toxic.
Right.
Joel, do you know what happens to a calf that's born if you start feeding, if you take the milk from that mother, pasteurize that milk, and then give the pasteurized milk to that baby calf? Do you know what happens to the baby calf?
I'm scared to hear.
It dies.
I thought so.
Yeah, it dies.
Yeah.
It doesn't eat. It's not even pretty. Okay, it dies. Now, you drink pasteurized milk, your body doesn't like it. Pasteurized milk is very acidic. But
right.
Guess what? If you drink raw milk is alkaline, even though it has protein, because it's very rich in organic calcium, and magnesium, and all sorts of minerals. And so the minerals balance out the protein. But when you pasteurize it, you change the fat molecules and the protein molecules, and now your body can't digest it, and it becomes a toxic substance, which is acidic. So that's a great question. Now, if you live in Florida, and I know a lot of you people talking on the phone or listening tonight are from Florida, you are blessed, because legally you can buy raw milk in health food stores in Florida. Florida, California, Oregon, and Washington State allows it to be sold in health food stores. All the other states in the country do not permit raw milk to be sold in a store. But here's the good news. All you've got to do is go to realmilk.com, click on the link on the left that says where to buy, and then click on the state that you live in, and it will give you a list of all the farmers that sell raw milk. And legally, you can go buy raw milk from anyone who produces it themselves. That's legal in all 50 states. So that's really a wonderful thing. If you're going to drink milk, it should be raw. And one of the best things that we do every day, Joel, is we make real eggnog. We take organic raw milk, organic raw egg, blend it, and put it in a blender with a little bit of honey, a little nutmeg, maybe a little piece of a banana, and I'll tell you, it is delicious and incredibly nutritious.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this, Michael. As far as an exercise program for people that have this condition,
yep.
How do you feel about incorporating physical activity?
They've got to have physical activity, and
right.
as a lot of the articles say, they've got to have weight-bearing exercise.
Right. Could you go into detail a little bit about how someone would introduce that to themselves?
Well, what I would suggest for most people, because most people who don't exercise
mm-hmm.
need to start doing something, especially if they've been told they're osteopenia or osteoporotic, the best weight-bearing exercise that you can do is take a walk.
Okay.
Because you're making your joints move. Walking and swimming are two of the finest exercises on the planet. And I recently read an article that said, ideally, it's good to do 30 minutes worth of some type of exercise every day. But here's the good news. You don't have to do 30 minutes at one time. You can break it up into little pieces if you want. So, for example, if you live in a big house and you got stairs, walk up and down the stairs every chance you can.
Mm-hmm.
If you're within a half a block of, you know, something, walk to it. Don't get in your car and drive. If you drive someplace, park far away from the store, park in a far enough spot, which will be helpful. You won't get your car dinged, and you got a longer walk to get to the front door of the store. So this is a way to start increasing the amount of weight-bearing exercise. Simple walking will do the trick for almost every person out there.
That's great.
So I'm glad you asked that, Joel, because that's really super important.
Oh, good.
So the next thing that this person who called in asked about was what types of things can be used for somebody who is experiencing prostate cancer and is getting radiation treatments. Okay, now, once again, I want to stress the fact that we are not medical doctors. I'm a naturopath. Joel's a whole health practitioner. And what that means is we believe strongly in the notion of what Hippocrates taught 2,500 years ago, that the body's self-healing. And if we give it the right tools, it can correct almost any problem. Now, if you are dealing with something like radiation treatment, which, as we all know, is a pretty toxic condition. My wife and I were listening to a medical teaching program a couple weeks ago that was talking about cancer. And the medical establishment today is basically on the same page as the naturopaths, the traditional naturopaths, in terms of what is the cause of cancers. And even conventional medical doctors today say that the two underlying causes for cancer in almost all cases are too many toxins and poor nutritional uptake. Okay? And then out of the other corner of their mouth, they recommend chemotherapy and radiation, which they admit are very toxic. Okay, so that being what it is, and everyone has to decide their own course of treatment. I always say to people, you've got to be your own doctor. Don't let somebody else tell you what to do. You go to a doctor and you get their advice, you get their opinions, but you make the decision. Good old Bernie Siegel, who some of you may know, he's a medical doctor. He wrote Love, Medicine, and Miracles and How to Talk to Your Doctor and some other books. He was a slice-and-dice surgeon for many years and then started learning about holistic health and nutrition and learned that the body could heal itself. And he started a program in New Haven, Connecticut called Exceptional Cancer Patients. And what he advises people, he says, if you go into your doctor and that doctor says to you, trust me, don't ask too many questions, I'm going to take care of you, Bernie suggests that while you still have the power to walk, you stand up, you get out, and you tell the SOB that you do not want him as your doctor and you will not accept his care, and you go find someone that you can deal with. Because a doctor is supposed to be your servant, not your God. And that is very, very crucial. okay? So I want to be real clear about that. And I have doctors in my family who will tell you the same thing. They don't want to be gods. You know, they want to be instruments of giving information, and it's great. The modern medicine today has wonderful diagnostic tools, which are great, and everyone should utilize those. And it's good to get people's advice, and sometimes it's important. Things like having surgery done is a very necessary thing. Sometimes radiation can be a very necessary thing. I mean, there's always a place for everything, but I'm just saying, be your own doctor and don't let someone else make a decision for you. That's very, very important. Now, in terms of this particular question, you know, somebody that's getting radiation, what can they do? Well, radiation is going to deplete the body of a lot of nutrients. So what you want to do while you're getting these treatments is you want to give the body lots of sound nutrition, low sugar amounts, but high nutrient, and you want to keep the calorie count up because people with cancer can lose weight. So it's important to give people solid nutrition, solid fats. You know, lots of fats are important. Obviously, complex carbohydrates are good, but not the simple, you know, white flour, white sugar types of stuff. But in terms of our products, you know, spirulina is great. The chlorella is great. Once they are done with the radiation treatments, they can start doing lots of chlorella. They can do the fulvic zeolite. They can start putting fresh cilantro in their diet every day along with the ionic minerals, which will help to detoxify the radiation. But most importantly, while the treatments are going on, spirulina would be good, chlorella would be good, like the power shake would be excellent, the more greens, because they contain complex carbohydrates. They contain lots of vitamins and minerals, and they're easy to take. That, you know, you can make a smoothie out of them. But like I said, the important thing is make sure the person who is on radiation is getting enough nutrition. Now, one of the downsides of both chemotherapy and radiation is people lose their appetites, and they also have a hard time keeping stuff down. So one of the best things you can do to help alleviate that is the pure barley juice. Have them sip that slowly in pure water. And oftentimes that will help relieve the queasy stomach and the feeling that you're going to throw up every minute. And so that kind of thing can be very helpful. So I hope that helps. Now, while we're on this subject, I know that Kenny's listening, and Kenny was the first person to write in with a question. So I'm going to address that. And Kenny wrote a very good question that I get all the time. That's why I'm going to talk about it. His question is, a lot of people want to know this. Is there an average time to reverse any illness that one deals with when he starts detoxifying with green juices and other PHP products? You know, in other words, for instance, you know, pain in the feet because of, you know, diabetes, high blood sugar, getting control of diabetes, cancer, whatever, okay? And I think this is an excellent, excellent question. And I want to start off by saying one of the challenges that we have in our society today is we are all into the instant gratification. We want the silver bullet. We want the car to be repaired yesterday. We want our body to be repaired by taking one pill, even though we've abused it for 50 years. And it's not always that simple. I'll tell you one quick story just to give you an idea of how this works. I don't think this person's on the call, but if he is, that's okay. I'm not going to use his name. But I had a call a number of months ago from a gentleman who said he was 55, and he was a contractor. And he starts off the call by saying, well, I'm calling because my wife made me. Now, I should have, you know, if I wanted to have been a smart aleck, I would have said, well, you know, why don't you call back when it's your idea? But I didn't do that. And I said, well, what's your issue? He said, well, he says, I really don't understand things. He says, I've been healthy my entire life, and in the last couple years, I find out that I have diabetes, I have prostate cancer, I have hypertension, and, you know, I've been healthy as an ox my entire life. I've been in the construction business. I said, well, tell me about your lifestyle. He says, well, what do you mean by that? I said, well, do you smoke? He said, no, I don't smoke anymore. I quit. I said, how long ago did you quit? He said, 3 weeks. My wife made me quit. I said, okay. So how much did you smoke before your wife made you quit? 2.5 packs a day, unfiltered Camels. Okay? I said, how about alcohol consumption? Did you drink? He said, yeah, but I don't drink nearly as much. I only have a beer once in a while now, but I used to drink anything I wanted to before. I said, okay. Tell me, you probably get some exercise. Yeah, I'm running around job sites all the time, so I think I get exercise. I said, so what about your diet? You know, what do you eat? You know what his reply was, Joel?
What?
He said, I eat any damn thing I want. So I said to him, I said, well, congratulations. You have proved the point that I say all the time, and that Bernard Jensen, the chiropractor, very well-known doctor who's passed away now, he passed away at the age of 97, I think, he used to say that the average person, if you're born with a fairly decent constitution, you can pretty much abuse yourself for 50 to 55 years, and you're going to feel pretty okay before all hell breaks loose. And that's exactly what happened to this guy. All hell broke loose.
Did you ask him how much water he was drinking?
I don't remember if I asked him that. I should have, but I don't think I did.
Okay.
I think his water intake was mostly alcohol.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, right. My friend Kenny, who wrote in this question, I know that we've talked many times, and he'll be the first to admit that he's not a youngster, and the first few years of his life, he didn't necessarily do the right thing, just like I didn't do the right thing when I was growing up. You probably didn't either, Joel. I mean, it's unfortunately we didn't have anyone to tell us these things, and so depending on how much damage we've done to our body, depending on what our constitution is that we come in with our bodies, like Bernard Jensen used to say, some people are born with a body like a pine tree, which is very susceptible to disease, bugs, and so on. And some people are born with a body like an oak tree, which is almost impenetrable.
Yes.
And so it depends. If you have an oak tree body, well, in some ways it's a blessing, but it's also a curse because you don't learn to take care of yourself. I was born with a pine tree body, and I had a lot of surgery when I was growing up, so I had to learn pretty doggone early that if I didn't do the right things, I felt like hell most of the time. So I it was trial and error, but I finally got to the point, all right, I'm not going to eat donuts because this doesn't work for me, you know? And so that's the problem. How much abuse have we given ourselves, and how many toxins do we have in our body that our body's holding on to? And that is a huge question that I want to address just for a minute. Several studies over the last 10 years have been done on toxicity in the human body. And it's been determined that, especially studies were done with coal miners. Studies were also done with people who work at nuclear power plants in Asia, where there was not very good protection and people had a lot of contamination. What it turned out as is the people that had been doing those jobs, whether they were in a coal mine or in a nuclear power plant, if they had been doing that job for more than 15 years, their body had held on to those toxins very firmly because the body wanted to make sure that those toxins would not get loose and go into the heart or the brain because it could kill the person. And so it sequesters the toxin and stores it in fat cells and stores it in, you know, any place where there's not a lot of blood flow.
It could even get into bone, right, Michael?
Exactly. It can definitely get into bone. And so when it penetrates this deeply into the human body, it takes the body a long, long time to allow those toxins out. Because once you start doing a detox program, whether it's just doing one green drink a day, or you're doing 20 green drinks a day, you're doing zeolite, you're doing cilantro, you're doing chlorella, you know, depending on how aggressive you are, the body wants to see how persistent you're going to be before it allows any of those toxins out, because it can't risk having those toxins in the wrong place. And so sometimes people have to go for 3 months, 6 months, even 9 months to a year before they start seeing releases. And this is what studies have shown. But when people have been exposed only for 6 months to a year to some of these very toxic conditions, the body will release them a lot quicker. And so there's just many, many, many factors that determine how long you have to go before you are going to see some significant releases. And, you know, you can spend money and have your urine tested. You can have your saliva tested to find out if you're releasing mercury, if you're releasing PCBs, benzenes, and things like this. But the fact is, if you keep doing it, you are going to release things. And the best way to tell if you're releasing or not is how you're feeling. You know, if you go through periods where you're really feeling sluggish, that is probably a good sign, because it means that the body's processing things. And while it's doing that, you want to give the body space so that it can do its job. Don't start running marathons while the body's trying to kick stuff out. You know, try and relax and take some time off. Drink lots of water, lots of greens, you know, and be aware of what the body's trying to do.
Right.
And then you'll go through periods where all of a sudden you'll have tremendous energy, and that may last for 2 weeks. It may last for the rest of your life. So you just have to be very patient and keep on keeping on, but you will get to where you want to go. You want to add anything to that, Joel?
Well, I just wanted to say, too, you might go through a period of time where you may not feel great.
Yep.
During the detoxification, get some flu-like symptoms, maybe feel like you have a cold, lethargic, like really down, even depressed and upset, you know, a feeling of anger. Many different things happen during that process when those poisons are actually coming out of the body.
Yep, exactly.
So be prepared for that. What should one do in that case?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. The one thing you don't want to do is you do not want to freak out and say, I'm not doing this anymore. This is a bad scene. I don't want to feel this bad. Because then you really put the body into a shock mode.
Right.
You want to back off slowly and stop doing as much as you're doing, but keep doing what you're doing in a smaller increment so that the symptoms die out. Now, another, you know, you can definitely help yourself by doing massage, foot reflexology. If you have access to an infrared sauna or even just a regular sauna, that can be helpful. Infrared is the best for sure, and a lot of gyms now have infrared saunas. You know, you can do that. If you can do that once a day, that's incredibly healthy and helpful. Try your best and to, you know, when you take showers, put a filter on your shower so you're not washing yourself with chlorinated water. That's important. Depending on where you live, you may or may not have fluoride in your water. We are lucky in Southern California where we live. We don't have fluoride in our water, and some places do and some places don't. Fluoride is a toxic byproduct that they put in the water to make you think you're going to have stronger teeth, which you won't, and they don't have anything else to do with it. I mean, it's a waste product from industrial use, and that's unfortunately, you know, what they do. So it's really a shame. You know, another common problem that happens, and I want to address this real quickly because we're running out of time. And by the way, these calls are gonna end at 10 minutes of the hour. And for those of you who have joined us, I want to remind everyone that the call will be archived on the website, and you can find it under the date. So it would be under 01/13/10. That's January 13th, 10. And thanks to Joel, he's actually going to make some notes, has been making notes, and we're going to have a table of contents eventually so that you can look at the table of contents and it will tell you which conference call to go back and listen to that will have answers to those types of questions.
Right.
And one of the things that I get all the time, and I just want to hit on this very quickly because it's another medically oriented question, is many people are on Coumadin, which is a blood-thinning medicine. The cardiologist gives it to you. People that have either had heart attacks or strokes, or they've been told they have inclinations towards that, the doctor wants to keep the blood from getting too thick, okay, because that can cause a clot. Okay, first thing we need to understand is Coumadin, warfarin, which is the name of it, is rat poison. That's what it is. I mean, it's used to take out rats because it makes them internally hemorrhage because they bleed to death. It thins their blood so much. So obviously, the doctor has to monitor how much Coumadin you get because otherwise you could hemorrhage, you could bleed to death. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two is most doctors aren't aware of the fact that, raw garlic and raw ginger, you make ginger tea out of it, ginger and garlic will thin the blood just as well as Coumadin. However, it's not guaranteed for particular dosage. So if they give you a Coumadin tablet of 5 milligram, they have a fairly good idea how that's going to react in your body, even though it is rat poison, even though it's a toxic substance. And if they were to say, go take garlic and go take ginger, well, first of all, there's no money in it because there's no drug for those. You just buy them in any store, organic, preferably. And but the question is, well, how much do I have to take? Well, you know, I have friends that basically were told to take Coumadin, and they decided they didn't want to take rat poison for the rest of their life. So they basically have their blood work done once a month, and they monitor how much garlic, how much ginger, and how much green vegetables they can take. Because, see, any green vegetable, like our barley, like our kamut, like our best of greens, any of the green products we have, any green vegetable has vitamin K. Vitamin K thickens the blood. So many doctors, they don't, not too many anymore, but many doctors in the past told people on Coumadin, don't eat any green vegetable. Don't eat any broccoli or spinach or lettuce. You know, well, that is insane because your mother told you to eat your vegetables. So it is possible to still have some vegetables, but obviously it's important to understand how much vitamin K you can have and how much Coumadin is, you know, is present. Now, I can tell you one thing that is for sure. There are more and more cardiologists today who recognize that it's not good to be on a medicine for the rest of your life. And so you got to find a doctor that you can talk to and you say, look, doc, I've been put on this Coumadin and I don't want to take it the rest of my life. And I understand that garlic and ginger will thin my blood just as well as Coumadin, but I need you to help monitor me so that I can do the right thing. And you will find doctors that will work with you because they're willing to take take blood tests for you, and they can help you understand how to keep your blood so it doesn't get too thick and too thin. But it's more work that way. But at the same time, what is it worth to you? Are you willing to do the extra work not to have to consume rat poison? So I think that, you know, that's a real good place to stop in terms of tonight, because it's a real important thing. And one thing I want to say, and Joel, I want you to, you know, feel free to say something too about this, but I can't stress enough the need for each one of us to be willing to take responsibility for our own health. If we've got health issues, the first thing you can do for healing is to accept the fact that you've probably made decisions that were not in the best interest of your body's health, and to recognize what those decisions were and to stop doing them, and to basically work with your health care provider, your medical doctor, your chiropractor, whoever you go to, as a team approach. This is what Bernie Siegel recommends. This is what Steven Sinatra, who's a world-class cardiologist in Connecticut, recommends. He says, treat your doctor as a team member so that you're working together for your health. So, Joel, do you want to add anything?
Well, yeah, I mean, just to recap, take control of your health before it takes control of you. You know what I mean? You just have to really definitely make the right decisions with your foods and go the extra mile, spend the extra buck, you know, be really conscious. Do lots and lots of, you know, read up on fruits and vegetables. Look at the benefits of fruits and vegetables, of the vitamin content, the mineral content. Go out and buy, like, a great book that's actually sold right on our website, the Robin Boyd book, the Eating Raw book.
That's a great book. You're right. That's a very good book.
Raw some recipes, you know,
yep.
Just to give her a plug as well. It's a book that everyone should have. Anyone that buys products from Purium could incorporate, you know, this book in their lifestyle. Try a different, you know, a recipe once or twice a week from this book. You'll gain, you know, you'll become a lover of some of these great foods, these live foods, where the enzyme-rich foods. You know, make sure that you're doing what's right for your body. I mean, that's the main thing, instead of just being a machine that's just eating all the processed junk that's out there. The, you know, I always say, like what I've learned in the school that I actually went to, the professor, he was like less white flour. You know, you talk about white foods, dairy, meats, you know, more raw foods, more vegetables, very simple concept for, you know, it's very important too. Even we didn't really touch on this time, that might be a whole nother call on the importance of clean water.
Right. Well,
what water does, that's
so many subjects, Joe, we'll be gone for the next 5 years.
Right. So just keep, chemical sweeteners, stay away from the chemical sweeteners as much as possible.
Yep.
Stay away from the white flour, and incorporate better quality foods into your diet slowly. And the whole thing is that you don't need to do everything overnight. Just slowly make a slow change, and you'll see great results in your health. Yep. And you have to look at the part of exercise. Really important to put, some real effort and importance into that, because I think exercise works miracles for the body.
And Joel, let's remind people last of all too, that there are many products in the PHP line that are actually raw, and that's a real good way to get more raw food into your diet. I mean, the green juices are raw, the activated barley's raw, the tropical, and we're going to do a whole, in fact, maybe next week, we're going to talk about tropic oil and many things that you can do, including oil pulling, which is an amazing detoxification.
That's a great technique, oil pulling. Great.
Well, Joel, we've run out of time, and I really want to thank everyone for joining us, and we will be back here again same time next Wednesday, 6 o'clock California time, 9 o'clock East Coast time, and 7 and 8 in between. If you have questions, please email them in. We will obviously not be able to get to all the questions, but we're going to do the best we can, and I will get back to some of these questions that are more specific individually. So once again, thanks, everyone. God bless, and thank you, Joel, for helping out.
Thank you, Michael. Great call. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.